It's episode 213 of Vegas Revealed. We chat with comedian Lunell, who just got a key to the Las Vegas Strip.
And you got your drink of choice here? What is this?
This is a little protein drink made with Kettle One and pineapple.
We talk about her headlining gig at Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club and if she'll end up in the new season of the HBO show Hacks.
We also visit with award-winning chef James Trees at his newly updated restaurant in downtown Las Vegas. Esther's Kitchen was so popular, it had to expand.
All that and more coming up on Vegas Revealed.
Vegas Revealed, presented by Level Up Law, starts now.
Welcome to Vegas Revealed, episode 213. Sean McAllister here, along with Dana Roselli. What's up?
Well, it's pouring rain, which is so rare for the desert. I mean, like buckets, which is really, really odd for Las Vegas.
Yeah, so all the people who are out at pools trying to get some sun now that it's pool season, you are out of luck as of this recording. But hopefully the sun returns quickly. Yeah.
This podcast actually is being recorded a little earlier than we normally do. So hopefully by the time this drops, like Sean said, the sun will be out and it will be in the 70s. If I look at my forecast, that's what it looks like is predicted. So that's good. Yeah, pool season is here. The resort pools are open. All sorts of deals out there. We'll try and keep you posted on a lot of those.
By the way, you can get the forecast for the days that you're visiting, if it's available, inside the Vegas Near Me app.
Yeah, and everyone needs to download that. We had someone write us, one of our listeners, and said that he downloaded it because he's coming to Vegas in June and love that. It's free. You download it in the App Store, Google Play, and you don't even have to put in your email, which is awesome.
Also, we want to remind you, if you are a Las Vegas local or if you're visiting, check out Vegas Revealed on TV each weekend on Fox 5.
Yes. And if you miss that or you don't live here, we do put it on our YouTube page. So if you want to visually see some of the things that we're talking about, some of the experiences we go through, you can check it out there. Hey, FYI, real quick, New Edition added 3 more shows. We knew that was going to happen, right? We called that last week.
I know. So. You had such a good time. They were like, you know what? Roselli and her friends had such a great time the first time around. We need to not only come back this summer, but we need to add more dates in the fall.
Exactly. So 3 more dates in the fall. I think the tickets went on sale for July and they probably
sold out.
Close to sold out or sold out right away. And they're like, oh, got to add more. I mean, it's a good show. I'm telling
you. You know what? Good for those guys.
I know. You know what? That's what I was thinking. And even when I was looking at that whole NSYNC reunion thing the other day with Jess, I was like, you know what? Everyone gets so into like the image of like, should we all come back together? I don't know if it's good for my brand and I've got my own thing going. But you know what? Once you do it, it's a blast. Just have fun and make money. What do
you
care?
Exactly. It's like a reunion. It's getting back together with friends who you have this history with. Just go out there. Have a good time.
Yeah.
Don't take it like super. Like, obviously, it's a job. So you have to have a certain level of seriousness. But that doesn't mean you can't have all the fun in the world while you're doing it.
Exactly.
So I love it.
Get up there, sing Mr. Telephone Man, and make money. All right. Well, listen, if you are a local or you're visiting, you need to go downtown to Esther's Kitchen. Esther's Kitchen has been so popular for more than 6 years. So popular, in fact, that they had to close it, move around the corner, and expand.
Yeah, and they went from their original restaurant was about 2,000 square feet. The new one that just opened up is about 10,000 square feet. And Dana, you and I went over there for lunch the other day so that we could, you know, be in the space, check it out. And then we sat down for a great conversation with award-winning chef James Trees, who owns Esther's Kitchen.
Yeah, and he's born and raised in Las Vegas, but went off to train with some of the greatest chefs out there. Michael Mina. I know he's worked in some TV with Gordon Ramsay. So many other.
Bradley Ogden.
Yes, so many incredible chefs, right? And he got his start by, was it an internship at the Mirage?
Internship at the Mirage when he was 16.
I love it. So we'll, you know, we want to play that interview for you because you got to listen to this, especially if you're a foodie. And we highly recommend going to Esther's, even if you are here visiting Las Vegas, like, you know, like doing the strip and all that, you got to go to Esther's. But here's our interview with James Trees.
I never designed Esther's to be as busy as it was, from the food to the plateware to the silverware, every single thing we stretched to the max. And it's really hard to function in a space when you're doing that many covers. Our average cover per day at Original Esters was 392 guests a day.
Wow.
That's 365 days a year, 141,500 covers last year. When you look at those kind of numbers and you see the space that we were doing that out of, it's an improbable task that had to have consequences. And after tearing everything out of that space, you can see the damage that was done, right? And so we learned from that, right? So every single thing that we had a problem with, we tried to create a solution here at the new Esther space.
Well, and what kind of opportunity is that for you as a chef to be able to come in and actually like design your own kitchen, right, not have to work it into an existing space, but have it actually be something functional that you know is going to work day in and day out?
I've been cooking since I was 14, and this is the first time I've ever had carte blanche when it comes to the ability to design a space. Every single other thing that I've done, whether I was working with Michael Mina or with the American Gonzo Group, who does Superba in Los Angeles, or if I was in San Francisco, or if I was helping Gordon with stuff or doing whatever, it was always like, here's the thing we're doing and here's how we're gonna do it. Every single thing that we are able to do in this space is because of the success of Esther's Kitchen. So the most important thing that we had to do was take heed of our guests and make sure that whatever we're doing, we're servicing them first. It's not about ego, it's not about the ability to design it. It still had to feel the same. It's so you had to put parameters on it so that way it was functional for the guest and for the people who are working in the space. Take yourself out of it, and then it kind of tells you what you have to do.
And when you describe Esther's Kitchen for someone who may have never been, describe it for us in the new spot.
It's so easy. It's a seasonal Italian restaurant where we make all the bread and pasta and everything in-house. Like, our bar program is a craft program. We make everything. We don't buy any syrups, anything. We don't use any mainstream label booze from like Diageo or Pernod Ricard or anything like that, or Bacardi. You'll never see that stuff on our bar because every bottle on that bar represents a family that is a distilling family. And those are being eaten up every single day as the world kind of churns. With every product that we use in the kitchen, our flour comes from Central Milling in Southern Utah. It's milled every 2 weeks, right? We could use industrial flour, but that flour is only milled once or twice a year, right? Our tomatoes that we use are from Rob DiNapoli, DiNapoli Bianco tomatoes. Those are organic tomatoes. Those are very, and they're made, they're San Marzanos that are grown in Central California. They're processed. I've been to the plant. I've met the people who do every single thing, who package all that product. All of our meats are naturally raised, grass-fed. Like, we have the best of the best. Our pork comes from Pasha Mama Farms in Southern Oregon, where it's a hazelnut forest that the pigs run around in and they grow in. And then the last 30 days, they're finished on the overproduction of the Tillamook ice cream factory that's only 20 miles from where they're raised. That product during strawberry season, our pork tastes like strawberries. Like our beef we get from Creekstone, the natural farm in Colorado. And that is no antibiotics. And then we take that and we get a certain piece of that beef and we have it dry aged in Southern California on salt racks for a minimum of 40 days. And it's a prime cut. Like, we use only the best products all the way across. And then we have farmers like Phil McGrath, Alex Weiser, Romeo from Coleman Farms, Garcia Letty from Garcia Farms, who does all of our citrus. These are people that when I was in Los Angeles, I cooked for their weddings, I cooked for funerals, I went to their family gatherings. These were my friends and my family. And now I'm able to bring that product in here in Las Vegas, and we're the only ones who are using that product. That is the difference between us and everybody else. Like, we care about the sourcing, we care about the products, we care about the booze, we care about every single detail of everything.
Well, and as an outsider and not a chef, you might go, how did you even, but I mean, this is a testament to your experience, right, in the industry. I mean, I would
absolutely say. I mean, like, I was born and raised in Las Vegas. I was given the greatest opportunity anyone in my position could have gotten. I started at ATTC, which is a culinary program that was kind of like a ProStart or something like that nowadays, right? Votech, right? I could have gone to college. I decided not to. But what I did get out of that is I got a year's internship at the Mirage when I was 16 years old. And I could have done 3 hours a day. But because Bart Mahoney and Gustav Mueller allowed me to, I would go do my 2 hours of schoolwork, second, third period, and then I would be at the Mirage from about 10:30 to about 11 o'clock at night, absorbing everything that I could. And because of that, I was the youngest cook to ever be hired at the Mirage, right? I worked there for almost 2 years till my mom said I had to go to college. And I said, okay, I'm gonna go to cooking school. And then my Aunt Esther, who the restaurant is named after, she wrote the check that allowed me to go to CIA, the best culinary school in America. And there, because I had the opportunity, I didn't waste it. And during the weekends, I would go to New York City and I would train. And I would continually do that. And then at the end, I went and worked at Le Bernardin, the best restaurant in New York City. That was the important thing. I always held myself to a standard and always tried to move myself forward. And because of these opportunities and taking advantage of them, no matter what the opportunity was, it gave me the experience to allow me to do this thing that has completely changed my life. And I hope I give everyone who works here that same opportunity.
Well, and I was going to say, you know, usually you move, it's bigger, it's fancier, you think the prices are going to go up. Your prices are incredible, especially nowadays. And yep. I feel like, you know, whether it's visitors coming into town that don't live here or locals, this is a place where you're going to get incredible service and food yes. at a decent price. Well, how do you keep it? You know, what is your thoughts behind that? Keeping it that, I don't want to say cheap. It's not cheap.
But. Yeah. I mean, like, well, we are not an inexpensive restaurant, but when you talk about the math you have to do between quality and putting profits over the guest. For me, this is a community restaurant. This is a restaurant for our wonderful hometown and the people who live here. And if you can't eat, drink, and still pay your bills here, then we have failed. So things like our steak that we could be charging $125, $150 for are $74. That's literally the minimum I can charge for that and still be able to put wood on the grill. Right? Like, there are things that we make from scratch that are very important to me, like our bread program. We don't give away bread, right? So we make it up in different places where normally people would see things as like, oh, why are you charging for bread? When you have our sourdough bread, you understand why. You understand that, like, I could be buying flour that is 50 cents a pound, but the flour that we buy is $2 a pound. It's four times more expensive, so we have to charge for it. So we charge where we have to charge. And I understand that people might only get to come here twice a year, birthday, anniversary, something like that, right? And those people might choose us. It's our job to deliver the service and the execution of the food to the service, to the standards that we have, which are as high as they can be. I don't see why a restaurant has to be 25, 30% profit when, you know, in Las Vegas, that is the standard for all of these big restaurants on the strip. We don't have to run those margins. We have to run industry standard margins and get a little bit there. And I don't have a bunch of, you know, investors to pay off, right? So if I have to pay this off over time, it's on me, right? And the only investor I have is my sister. And my sister and I understand that this is a community restaurant and we want to be here for 20 years. We are not a flash in the pan restaurant. We bought this building so that way we could have long-term success. And that's the most important thing to us.
Well, you guys are opening till 2 at the bar?
We're going to be opening up from, we're going to finish dinner service at 11 and then we're going to do pizzas from the oven till 2 a.m. and the bar will be up until 2 a.m.
I love that.
Great. It's hard to find late night food lately.
You know, after 2020, we've just noticed that this 24-hour town is no longer a 24-hour town.
No, it's not.
However, I spent 10 years in Los Angeles and I learned something very valuable. Nothing good happens after 2 a.m.
True. Okay, so you're closing at 2. That's a good idea.
Well, congratulations on the new space. Congratulations on what's to come. And we love having you as a homegrown part of this community.
Yeah,
I'm so lucky I came home.
Yeah, great.
It was so great to sit down with James Trees, such a visionary mm-hmm. for downtown in the culinary world. Like, he is just, I'm super impressed with everything he has going on.
So much passion, you know?
There is, yes.
Really. And his other restaurants are fabulous, too. I just love what he's creating, and he's telling us, you know, he's opening new ones. So I love that. I really did enjoy the fact that the bar had purse hooks underneath.
It absolutely did. I know that there was one thing that you noticed.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a Steve Wynn move right there. I mean, Steve Wynn always has purse little areas like to put your purse or hook on. But anyway, yeah, I love it. So when there's a bar and they have a hook underneath the bar so that you can hang your purse right near your kind of like knee, you know, when you're in the bar chair. I love that. He has that and outlets. So if you want to plug in your phone for
USB
charge.
Yeah, USB plugs.
Awesome. Yeah, smart. Regular outlets too. Yeah, if you have like a laptop or whatever. So, I mean, good ideas. I love that. All everything that he's doing over there. Congratulations to James Trees and everyone that works at Esther's. It's a big crew.
Yeah. And love that they're doing the late night thing.
I know.
At the bar as well.
That's great.
Just up the road from Esther's Kitchen on Main Street, if you go down Main Street around the corner, you're going to run right into the Strat. And there's a new golf attraction that just opened over at Strat. It's called Atomic Golf. It's kind of along the same lines if you've ever been to a Top Golf. It's a similar kind of entertainment complex, mm-hmm. but this one is way more like in your face with big art everywhere.
Yeah.
It definitely has a more downtown vibe.
Yeah, it's really cool looking. And just FYI, if we do post this on a Thursday on March 21st, it actually opens on the 22nd. Just in case you're listening, it's not open yet, but it's opening on March 22nd. And like you said, it looks really cool. I look forward to getting over there. And I feel like it's such a good mix of kind of like golf, sports, and entertainment.
Oh, completely.
And art, all in one.
A big, you know, an adult arcade in there as well. So.
All of it. Yeah. And locally brewed beers. Some really good things I look for. And I'm glad the Strat's doing that. I think it'll bring more people to the Strat for sure.
And by the way, Dana, I did want to mention Vegas Revealed is presented by Level Up Law. If storms like days like today wreak havoc on your property, don't face that alone. Level Up Law is there to be your ally in natural disaster recovery.
Yeah, whether it's property damage, wind resulting in downed trees, wildfires, or water damage, their experienced team will help you. Level Up Law also specializes in personal injury cases.
Call Level Up Law now, 855-LEVEL-UP. That's 855-LEVEL-UP.
Lunel, what a funny lady. Oh, Lunel. I mean, we had the best time with her, didn't we?
Well, we had the best time with her, and since then, we have had the best time watching everything she's doing on Instagram.
She goes live. Okay, and everyone's like, wait, okay, if you don't know Lunel, she's an amazing actress and comedian, super funny woman who has a residency show over at Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club, and you've probably seen her in the TV show, maybe Hacks, or several other shows as well. She makes a lot of appearances, but funny woman. And yeah, we've been watching her Instagram lives and dying.
I sat there for way too long watching her in the back of a car. What, just talking.
Yeah. Or I was just gonna say, we kind of watch her do nothing. Like, she doesn't, like, there's not like any big, like, reason for the live.
No. Even when she sits in her dressing room, you just listen in on the conversation she's having with whoever walks in. It's great. And it's hilarious.
Yeah. We were there as she was presented a key to the Las Vegas Strip and a proclamation. And let me tell you, Sean, you even said when you looked over, she was getting a little emotional. I mean, this meant a lot to her. I love that.
She was reading the proclamation that was put together by, you know, the Clark County commissioners. And it was all about her contributions, not only to entertainment here in Las Vegas, but also civil rights. She's been a big contributor to push things forward. And you could tell that it meant a lot to her.
And, you know, it was also her birthday and the Chippendales were there to help. I mean, it was such a mix of like emotion, but then like a little spicy. And then, you know, the birthday cake wheeled out. Then the Chippendales were picking her up. I mean, I think there was a lot going on, wasn't there?
There was a lot going on. Also going on was the fact that we sat down to have a great conversation with Lunel about being a Las Vegas resident, about her birthday milestone, and of course, a little comedy too.
I love it. I love being able to say I have a residency in Vegas. I love being able to say, like, Jimmy's got the only females that have residencies in Vegas, myself and Vicky Barbalot. That's it. This is a business. This Las Vegas is a business. And no matter how cute you are or how young you are or how funny you think you are, if your face won't sell tickets and put butts in those seats, you will not work in this city. And that is a fact. You got to have a show that is so bomb that the advertisement of it or your face is going to sell the tickets. And if that's not happening, you will not work here.
Being on the road so much, how much material do you end up getting from the stuff you see throughout your travels?
I don't have to be on the road. I can just be going into CVS. Like, the material is everywhere I look if your brain is wired to see it. You know, a comic's brain is wired different than just your average person's brain, because the average person can see something and see nothing. A comic can see and go, can't wait to retell this story, you know? And I'm a storyteller. I don't really tell jokes. You know, like Rickles used to tell jokes and stuff. I don't do that. I take you on a little magic carpet ride, as it were, of things that I've seen through my eyes.
And you live here part-time, right?
Yeah, well, I have a house in L.A. and a house here in Vegas, and so everywhere I'm part-time because I'm on the road so much.
It is kind of nice, though, having a home base, isn't it?
Yes, to go home. I was living in the Flamingo for a long time, and that's, you know, okay, but I need a real kitchen, and, you know, I want to decorate, and I don't want to have to walk through a casino every time I want to go to my room. My favorite thing to do is to make friends with the other residents that are performing here in Vegas. Go to see other people's shows, support them, have them come to my show. That's my favorite thing to do. There's so much to do here, you know. Go to the Sphere, you know. Ride a helicopter around. There's millions of things to do here. But my favorite thing to do is go see all the shows.
Are you in season 3 of Hacks?
I am, but I'm only in one episode because when we started filming, Jane had her heart surgery. And then after that, we went on strike. And after that, you know, so I only did one episode, but I'm there, and there'll be a season 4 and 5, and I'm happy to be there as well.
Yeah. What a great show, right? It's so much fun.
It mirrors my life. Yeah. You know, older woman in Las Vegas with a residency, she's trying to stay relevant. I am relevant, so that's where we differentiate.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, the funny part, Sean, what a great interview, first of all, but is we kind of, I felt probably really bad because you asked her about her key to the Strip.
Oh,
and
know.
She was kind of like, am I getting one? And I was like, well, there was a press release, so I just assumed everyone knew.
So I didn't know anything about it. You just confirmed it. Thank you. City of Las Vegas.
Shh, let's not tell anyone.
We are Vegas revealed.
Yes. Well, you just revealed it. No, if that is going to happen, that is a epic moment for me. I just want to know, will that get me in everywhere I need to go? I got the damn key to the Strip. Open the door, let me get me a table. I got the key to the Strip.
All you got to do is go there and say that.
I will. I'm key to the Strip. They're like, back of the line, lady.
I love it.
And I wasn't going to leave the interview without her talking about the honor that she was getting.
True.
So, whatever. Yeah. If I ruined it, then so be it.
So be it.
She was still happy.
I know. Listen, what a gem. We're so glad to have her here in Las Vegas. Her shows are Sundays and Mondays at 9:30 p.m. at Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club, right there at the Link Promenade.
Let's do some tips.
All right, I told you we had a listener email and wanted to share. We were so happy to hear from Jonathan. He wrote us and said that he is getting ready for a trip to come to Vegas in June for a conference or an expo. And he wants to know like what we recommend to do in Las Vegas because he is coming alone and will have a few days to himself. And that was a hard one because the list is long. And so I even wrote it back and I said, well, how about if I just like you tell me what kinds of things you want to do and then I'll send you a list. But when we were chatting about this, we thought, you know what? For anyone that's coming to Vegas, alone and have, you know, time to spare and want to see some of the key things. We aren't going to pick any of the like not that new
super
things aren't
specialty
great,
things.
Specialty that there are definitely the classics that you have to go do.
Especially if you've never been to Vegas or it's been a very long time, you want to go see and do the big stuff that screams Las Vegas.
Right. You do. And so that's why when we sat down to make this list, I thought, you know what, let's just make a quick bucket list of some of the things that you should do. And we obviously feel like you need to go to the Bellagio Conservatory.
Without a doubt. And see the fountains.
Yeah. And see the Bellagio fountains. You do have to do that. Both free.
Yep.
And, you know, the conservatory is 24/7. So you can go whenever you want. If you want to, you know, drink the night away and go there at 4 a.m, you can do that.
You can.
Yeah.
And it'll be very sparse crowds at that hour.
Exactly. But they have a great spring display up, by the way. Also, I think you got to go to St. Mark's Square at the Venetian. It's awesome. You have a gelato, have a glass of wine, walk around. It's just really cool. I love it.
Yeah, it's really pretty. And then that connects to all of the shops over there at Venetian and Palazzo. So there's lots to do and see, and it's really pretty environment. Also, be sure to go downtown. Carve some time out to go down to Fremont Street Experience, all of the hotels, casinos along there. It's easy just to bop in and out. You don't have to spend an entire day at any one place, mm-hmm. but do make sure that you go up to Stadium Swim over at Circa.
Yeah, because you at least like check it out and see it. There's nothing like it. You know,
it's incredible.
It is incredible. And so I love it. There's lots of little bars and restaurants there. Also, I think you need to go to the patio at the Wynn called they renamed it recently. Aft. Yes. To see the Lake of Dream shows. A lot of people don't know about this, actually. And, you know, it kicks up at night. And their shows, like, usually, like, every 20 to 30 minutes. And it's really cool. You can go sit out on the patio, have a drink, have a coffee, whatever you want to do. And I think they usually have some snacks out there, too. But you can watch the shows. It's spectacular. And you can only see it from this area. You can also see it on the patios of a few of the restaurants like SW Steakhouse.
And be sure when you're out there, they have a great cocktail program. If you're into cocktails, be sure to check out the menu they have and get that Luster Dust. Marina Mercer Barini, who's the mixologist for Wynn Properties, she has created this Luster Dust. It numbs your tongue, but also at the same time, like, expands the abilities of your taste buds to taste things. And it's a cool experience. So do that at the Lake of Dreams.
Love that. Also, I think if you're into museums or you're into, you know, learning about the mob, we have the only organized crime museum in the country here in Las Vegas, maybe the world, actually. I think the world. The Mob Museum in downtown Las Vegas is pretty cool. If you get a chance, go check that out too. And then another museum that we always recommend is the Arte Museum, that's new as well.
That's one of the immersive experience kind of museums, and it's so well done. One room, you're sitting there with the waves, mm-hmm. you know, lapping toward you. Then in another room, it's just stunning. It's like Vegas has exploded all over the walls. Fireworks, mm-hmm. slot machines, roulette. It's just really cool. Arte Museum at Harmon and Las Vegas Boulevard.
Yeah, kind of like right in front of Crystal's Shopping, and then right to the south of the Cosmopolitan and in front of Aria. So pretty easy to find there on the corner. They do have their own valet too, or drop off. So if you're taking an Uber there, you just whip in this little area and they'll drop you right off and you go right up the escalators.
So those are tips. If you're coming to Vegas and need to check out big things, those are some of our recommendations to check out.
Yeah.
Want to give a big thank you to our sponsors. The Vegas Near Me app can be downloaded in the Apple App Store and on Google Play. Also, Level Up Law. If you're in need of an attorney, give them a call, 855-LEVEL-UP.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. We'll see you back here for episode 214.
How how do I buy tickets for that show? Where is the closest restaurant with a view? My kids are with me. Is there an age restriction for that attraction?
These are just some of the questions that the new Vegas Near Me app will answer for you. Vegas Near Me quite literally takes the guesswork out of planning your next Las Vegas trip. It is so helpful.
With constantly updated information, business hours, menus, ticket prices, parking costs, Vegas Near Me is a one-stop shop.
It really is. And here's the deal. It's free and you don't have to sign up, become a member. It is simple. Download Vegas Near Me today from the Apple App Store or from Google Play. If it's fun to do or see, it's on Vegas Near Me.